Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Today, I wanted to talk about prosperity. And I wanted to talk about prosperity as in not like having a ton of money in the bank, which would absolutely be amazing. We're talking about prosperity as just feeling really good, about where you're at, what you have, what you're doing in the world. And to me, prosperity is being able to sleep really well at night, just having a good heart and just sleeping really well, not staying up all night with anxiety, which, I mean, honestly, I've done that more than I care to count. That seems to be when the anxiety always hits, is at 2 a.m., right? I like to think about anxiety as, I'm sorry, prosperity as in the way we act each day. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking how it kind of, to me, mirrors that book. If you have not read it, it's wonderful. It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and it's about Toltec wisdom, and it is just the most amazing book. It's not a long book. It is a quick read, and it just is one of the most just succinct, just perfectly worded books that just has made me think so much. So there are four agreements. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. The second agreement, do not take anything personally. The third agreement, do not make assumptions. And the fourth, always do your best. And he goes into each one. Basically, the first one, be impeccable with your word. Mean what you say, say what you mean. Don't gossip about other people or talk badly about other people. Anything that if you said it and then it got to that person that you would feel horrible, that's exactly what it means. Don't do that, because then there's always that stress of, I just said that about that person. I didn't say it to their face. And if it gets back to them, oh my gosh, I don't know if you've ever done that, but if you've sent an email and you said something not so nice about somebody and you accidentally send it to that person, I've done that. It's awful. It is the worst feeling in the world. And I never want to feel that again. So I try not to do that. I mean, I'm human. I have many a fault, like many, many, many a fault. But just saying bad stuff about behind people's back is it's just not fair, right? Anyway, the second one, do not take anything personally. Ooh, this one was so hard for me. This one I had to work at for a long time, and I used to take everything so personally. And I'm realizing as I'm getting up there in the years, my crone self, that it's my own trauma that's making me feel like somebody's being mean to me or whatnot when I take things personally. And it's me feeling bad about myself that's what's causing me to take things personally in the first place. So working on myself and my own traumas and all of that inner work that needs to be done has really helped me to not take things personally. But I will be honest, it was a hard one for me. Other people, not so much, but for me, it was a hard one. And then the do not make assumptions, the third agreement. Ooh, that was also another hard one for me. But it's like that old saying, don't assume anything because it makes an ass out of you and me. Oldie but goodie. And that one is, it's just so pertinent to everything, because just assuming that because somebody looks a certain way or associates with certain people, you think that they are A, B, or C. And that's not always fair. And the older I get, I realize the less I really know about certain people. And it's not fair to make assumptions. And taking your time to find out about somebody and if they, you know, what they think, what they really do think, or what they hope, dream, all that good stuff. I would hope somebody would do that to me. And I know a lot of people don't. I know a lot of people have made assumptions about me in one way or the other. Some you could say are good, some you could say are bad. But there are so many of them that just were not correct. But that was that person's assumption, and they just didn't care enough to find out if they were even right. They just decided, I know better than to ask her what she thinks. I know better what she thinks. And that's just not fair. So do not make assumptions. And the fourth one, the fourth agreement from the book, always do your best. That one, oh, that one can be different from day to day. So one day, maybe your best is simply getting out of bed in the morning, and that's all you can do that day. And then another day, your best is to tackle those 17 work projects, make 3 meals for your family, and run 3 miles or something, and you've done it. I mean, wow, more power to somebody that can do that. I've never been able to do all of that in one day, but there are people that can. And I think that each day our best changes, and in the book he talks about that. Each day it's different, and we have to be nicer to ourselves. I think it comes down to we can't compare ourselves to what other people are doing or seem to be doing via Instagram or Facebook posts or anything like that. And we have to just be kind to ourselves, have a lot more self-worth than a lot of people maybe have. I think that that's important too. Then that comes back to prosperity, is your self-worth. Your self-worth is so, it's so, just so important to be, for happiness is just to feel that it's okay for me to be here and to take up space. I don't need to do anything or prove anything. And that in and of itself is so hard. I'm still working through that because I have so much inner work that I've had to do. And just being okay with not doing something for somebody else all the time is something I've had to work on. And I'm still working through it. I think I'm a lot better at it than I used to be. But that's one of the hardest things, and I, to me, that comes back to prosperity. If I have this self-worth, and I'm doing my best, and I do really think that that's true prosperity. And I mean, honestly, if I could earn a lot of money while I'm at it, that would just be icing, right? Because who doesn't want to travel around the world? I mean, maybe some people don't, but I do. I would love to travel and see different places, cultures, sacred sites, all of that good stuff. So, anyway, that was my thoughts on prosperity. If you have anything that you would want to add, please do. But I do highly recommend that book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I mean, there's so much more that could be said about that, but that's basically what I was thinking today. So, anyway, thank you so much, and that's that. And I would love if you have any feedback, just let me know. And thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you listening more than you can know. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah.